Grace, mercy, peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider on this New Year's Eve day is taken from this book of the Psalms, Psalm 121, where we read from verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So far, our text. Please be seated. In the name of our Lord and God, in whose hands our future and the year 2024 rests securely. Our country is big on taking polls in order to find out the pulse of the citizens, the country, on various issues. Were we to look at the polling numbers of how our fellow citizens feel about the prospects for 2024, about such things as the area of economy, physical health and safety, and weather, I think that we would find those polls reporting to us a rather gloomy report. Judging by the way things went in 2023, many are not very optimistic about what lies ahead of us in the new year. It's quite natural for us to be concerned about these conditions in life that personally affect us and others. But some become so filled with anxiety that they're paralyzed with fears and worries. Whereas, as children of God, we know by faith that we have a mighty God who is our source of help in every need. And there is no cause, no reason for us to have fears or worries about what lies ahead of us in the new year. He's going to be doing things for our good. He rules and governs the affairs of this world according to his almighty power, his great goodness, and his infinite wisdom. It is for this reason that we lift up our eyes unto the hills, to God alone, to find help in time of need. Standing at the threshold of the old year coming to a close and in the start of the new year, we'll look to the word of the Lord in order to remind us of the kind of help that he provides us with. Looking at the polls, one area that is high on the list of concerns is the economy. In recent times, we've been experiencing high inflation and a high cost of living. And so the investor is wondering what the stock market's going to be like in the year ahead. And the pensioner is concerned about the kind of earnings that will be coming in to support them in their senior years. And the consumer is concerned about the cost of living. Whether conditions improve or worsen, the Lord helps us to keep a proper perspective of things by instructing us in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." So the Lord, with that petition, he is reminding us, now each and every day you look to me and you trust that I'll provide you with what you need today. And you look to me each day that lies ahead, all the way down through the end of the end of the year, and I'll provide you with what you need. We have many examples in Scripture of God's faithfulness in providing his people with their daily needs. Well, just consider the Israelites' 40-year wilderness in the journey. Their 40-year wilderness in the journey. God gave them food every single day. There was manna that came down from heaven to supply their bodily needs. Or consider the miracle that Jesus performed by feeding the 5,000 people with just a handful of fish and a few loaves of bread. Or how he kept the prophet Elijah alive during a time of a 3.5-year drought. How'd he do it? Well, he fed him by making it possible for food to be put in the mouth of a raven. And that raven came to Elijah to feed him every day. And then when the water dried up in that area, the Lord sent Elijah to a widow of Zarephath. And he came to her and found that all she had left was enough for herself and her son to eat one meal, and that was it. Nothing left after that. The Lord said, you go to that woman and she'll provide for you. What happened? You remember? Well, every time that this widow woman went to the bin of flour and the cruse of oil, it didn't run out until the end of the drought. Whether we have little or much in the year ahead, the Lord will be faithful in providing for our needs. With a high crime rate in the streets and numerous earthquakes occurring in the Bay Area, our fellow citizens are concerned about their personal safety. Now, even though we may find ourselves in a community that seems to be relatively safe, still there are different kinds of dangers that can confront us, like an automobile accident, falling down and injuring ourselves. Whatever the danger may be, we have this word of our Lord in which he assures us of his protective care. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, protect you in all your ways. In their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Concerning these powerful spirit beings, I want you to consider how the Lord used those angels to protect the prophet Elisha and his fellow servant when they were faced with the Syrian army coming toward them to do them harm. When the soldiers approached them, the two servants, the Lord sent his heavenly army to surround the two servants of God. Now, that servant of Elisha didn't see those angels. And he was very concerned about this situation that they were faced with. And so he said to Elisha, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And so he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Each and every day of our life, the Lord will be faithful in sending his guardian angels to watch over us, to keep us safe from harm and danger. They possess great power and might to carry out the Lord's instructions that he gives to the angels that he wants to carry out for each and every one of you. In those cases where the Lord allows some accident or injury to touch our lives, our Lord is there to help us. Through his gracious, almighty hand, he sustains us, encourages us, strengthens us, and heals us. Witnessing the different weather conditions in our country this past year, which includes such things as drought conditions, heavy rains, flooding, huge snowstorms, tornadoes, what can we expect in the new year? While our weather conditions are forecasted and prognosticated by meteorologists, they don't know everything. They can't tell you everything about what kind of weather we're going to have, what kind of conditions we're going to have in the new year. But the weather rests in the hands of God. Try to keep that in mind when people are wringing their hands and they're talking about, oh, it's climate change. Things are going to fall down around us. The weather and the climate rests in the hands of God. Listen to the testimony of the psalmist concerning God's governing of weather conditions. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light, as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundation of the earth so that it should not be moved forever, you covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth. God controls the weather, and he will be providing for us as he controls those forces of nature. And since the Lord is in control of the weather, we lift up our eyes unto him and ask him to graciously and mercifully bless us with a kind of weather that would be beneficial. When the Lord in his wisdom sends weather conditions that are not favorable or are destructive, we have faith that the Lord has his reason for the kind of weather that he sends. The Lord can use the harsh elements of weather to reprove those who are disobedient, to correct those who are erring, and to strengthen those who are weak so that they can be built up in the Lord. Whatever the weather may be that God in his wisdom and goodness sends, we know, he always has our spiritual and our eternal welfare in mind and at heart. That's something to remember. Everything that God does for us is with that in mind, our spiritual and our eternal welfare. So whatever it is that comes our way, God has that in mind, your spiritual and your eternal welfare. As we're getting along in years, one area of life that concerns us more and more is the state of our health. How will our health fare in the new year? Will it get worse? Or will it improve to some degree? with this matter of concern on our minds, consider the dealings of God with the king of Israel, Hezekiah. In 2 Kings we read, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I've walked before you in truth with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened, before Isaiah had gone out into the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake, for the sake of my servant David. Our health and our life rests in the hands of God. And so when we have some kind of a health problem or injury, we first and foremost look to the Lord for help. And since God has not promised us that he will in every case cure us or restore us to good health, we know that he's with us. He's there to help us. And since our life, the length of our days, rests in his hands, we know when is the best time for him, for us, I should say, for us, to take us home to heaven. The last matter of concern to us that is really the most important of all considerations in the new year is our spiritual and eternal welfare. We know that there are wicked and evil forces at work in this world that would separate us from God and lead us to our eternal doom. And so it's quite natural for us to be concerned about our remaining in the faith to the very end of our life. In order to reassure us in this ultimate concern, listen to the words of our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. I'm the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. As in the past new year, there are bound to be many times that we will wander from the path of God. And our concern is, as Christians, that we're not completely and totally separated from God in impenitence and unbelief. Our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, comforts us by telling us, he says, I laid down my life for you to pay for all your sins, so that each and every day when you turn to me with repentance and faith, your sins are taken care of, they've been removed, and God will forgive you of all things that you've done wrong. What did Jesus tell us? That's important for us to remember and follow. He says, I'm the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep listen to me, and they follow me. So in remaining in the faith, we need to keep on listening to the voice of our Good Shepherd that sounds forth from the page of the Scripture, and follow after him in faith and love. And Jesus promises that he and the Father in heaven is not going to let anyone or anything separate us from our Lord and our God. And because of his saving grace and his abiding care, we have everlasting life. As we continue to look to Jesus in faith as our Savior. And we're not going to perish eternally, but have a glorious future in heaven that lasts forever. Looking to the future of 2024, there are many unknowns. But what we do know with absolute certainty is that our Lord and God will be with us each and every day of the new year. And he will be faithful in employing his forgiving love, his almighty power, his infinite wisdom, and his great goodness to bless us on our way. So is there any reason for us to worry about the future? Not if we keep in mind that our future rests in his hands. And he will be faithful in fulfilling his promises that he's made to us to take care of us to the very end. So therefore, in the new year, we lift up our eyes to the Lord for our help and know that he's going to take care of us. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.